I'd like to write the title of the message of the board this morning. Written on the board, where is God? You ever wondered that? You ever wondered where God is? I suspect all of us at some point in life, maybe multiple times in life, we asked ourselves that question. Sometimes when we are going through particularly difficult places in life, maybe we're hurting very deeply. Perhaps we see hurting in a loved one or a family member. Or when we contemplate the trouble that is all around us in the world, we ask ourselves, where is God? We consider the suffering that we see those that seem to be innocent, that are having to endure. Maybe sometimes when we just don't understand, and it seems like that all that God would need to do is this or that, and things would be so much better, and yet that doesn't happen, and we ask, where is God? And sometimes we wonder, is He present? Is God alive? Does He know? Does God care? Does He know about me? Maybe He knows about everybody else, but does He know about me? Does He understand the difficult situation that I am in? This morning, by the help of the Lord, I'd like to assure you that according to the Word of God and His works all around us, that God is yet present. God is yet alive. God does know. God cares. He knows about you. He has a special plan and purpose in mind for you as an individual. That He is at work endeavoring to accomplish while we live in this life, so that the price that He paid on the cross will not be in vain. He paid a price, but then He came back to work on our behalf. He came back to intervene in our lives and be present and be a help when we don't even recognize that He is there helping us. Even in the midst of when we look around and we don't feel God and we don't see God and we wonder, where is God? Do I matter? I want to tell you this morning, yes, you matter. And God loves you. And He has a plan at work that if you will trust Him, that He will help see you through to the end. So this morning I'd like to encourage you by the help of the Lord with a few scriptures and thoughts. Genesis 1 and 1 says, in the beginning God created. In the beginning, God, not something else, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you believe that? You believe that God created the heavens and the earth? Look around at the evidence of the creation. Did you ever just go outside and contemplate the order of our universe? When we do that, it speaks of God. It speaks of a Creator. It speaks of an alive God that still has His hands around the world to help keep it in order from spinning out of control. Did you know that the earth right now, as we speak, is spinning, if you are at the equator, if you are at the outermost part of the circumference of the earth is a sphere, so if you're out here on the outer edge, we are spinning right now at just over 1,000 miles an hour. The earth's circumference is just under 25,000 miles, and in one day we make one complete rotation. Therefore, if you are out on the edge, the earth is spinning, moving like this, 1,000 miles an hour. And in the meantime, as we spin about our axis, so the earth is spinning about its own axis like this. And in the meantime, the sun is over here, and the earth is spinning like this, but it's also orbiting around the sun. So it's spinning like this, and it's going around the sun. And we're just close enough so that we don't freeze to death. But we're not so close that we don't burn up. And it wouldn't take much difference. It wouldn't take a whole lot. Just a little bit closer, and we burn up. Just a little bit farther away, and we would freeze to death. But God has it such that He created night and day, because the earth spins about its own axis, and so as it spins, day comes, and then it recedes, and the quiet of the night comes. And very consistently, every 24 hours on the dot, the sun comes up and it goes down. Every single day, the earth makes one rotation every 24 hours about its axis. And did you know that the earth is tilted on its own axis? So instead of spinning like this relative to the sun, the earth is tilted kind of like this, and its axis is kind of running up and down like this. So it's spinning kind of at a tilt. And you know what that does for us? Because it's spinning tilted, as it rotates around the sun, different times of the year we get different amounts of direct sunlight, and therefore we have seasons. We get to have spring, where life begins to show, and God shows us once again that He has the ability to take things that are dead and bring them to life in the spring. Every year He shows us, not by accident. We didn't have to have spring. We didn't have to live in a time where there was death and life. But every year, the Lord has set it up so that He tilted the earth so that it wouldn't be just the same all of the time. And He spins us so that we can have night and day. But He also wants us to have seasons, so we're orbiting around the sun all at the same time, and it all happens perfectly. Oh, let's not forget the moon. And the moon is up there, and did you know that the moon is orbiting around the earth? The moon is circling the earth constantly. And while it's circling the earth, it's also circling the sun. It's kind of hard to describe with my fist and a finger. You get it? And the moon has gravity, just like the earth does, but it's less gravity, but it has gravity. But God has put the earth, or the moon, just in exactly the right spot, and it is the moon that affects the tides of our ocean. The tides come in, and then the tides go out. But the tides don't come so far in that it floods the earth, although it wouldn't take that much. Just a little bit, and the water would overflow us. But because of where the moon is, and see, we're rotating like this, we're spinning, and the earth and the moon is also moving around us, and so it takes 24 hours and 50 minutes or so for a complete cycle to happen. And that's why the tides don't come in and out every 12 hours exactly, because they're governed more by the moon than they are the sun. The sun has some effect on it because it has gravity, but the earth's closer to us. And the moon has about only 1/100th of the gravity force that the earth has. But it's just the right amount to provide us this beautiful light at night, and in the meantime, it's governing the tides of the water. And it all works exactly the same all the time. Earth spinning around the sun. It's spinning around its own axis. It's at a tilt. It has seasons. The moon is going around the earth. The tides are coming in and out. And in the meantime, they're both going around the sun. And that is just scratching the surface of our universe. And it's all so precise. And it's all so in order. And it all works exactly right to where if just a little bit, just nudge the earth off its rotational axis. Just push it out a little further away from the sun. Push it a little bit closer. Get the moon off just a little bit. Everything would go into chaos. But it doesn't, because we serve a God who has it all in control. And then you look out and you see life. You see the animal life. And the little insects. Have you ever looked at an insect under a microscope? It's amazing. And the plant life, and all of the fruits, and all of the vegetables, and the tree, and the grass, and how the hierarchy is set up with the animals, and how they have a cycle of life themselves. And it's all there for us to see as human beings. We get to see things go into the ground and die. A seed dies. But then it comes out of the ground and it produces untold beauty in flowers and plants. But first it has to die. You think that's an accident? Or is that the Lord trying to show those who are looking to see Him that every day He's trying to show us, if you're willing to die out to yourself, I have abundant life that I will give you. Just be willing to trust me. Be willing to die out to yourself, because you're in the seed state, and I would like you to be willing to go into the ground and die as the seed, that you might come forth and bring forth much fruit. You put one kernel of corn in the ground, and out comes a whole bunch if the corn is willing to go in the ground and die. If we are willing to go into the ground and die under the hand of the Lord, He can use us to bring us back to life and bring forth abundant fruit. And He shows us that all through creation. And we look at these things, and the Lord declares Himself in the creation. Every single day, we look, and it is reinforced to us as we look around the beauty, the order, the life that is all around us every day. And the Lord is saying, I am God and I am here. And I am present and I am alive and I'm still at work. And then we consider the Word of God. The Word of God that has power. The Word of God that has fulfilled prophecy, where many years ago the Word of the Lord said, this is what's going to happen. And just exactly like was prophesied, it happened just like that. And then we have those divinely inspired words of the Lord that change men and women's lives like no other book out there. The Word of God. There's been no other book that has been written that even comes close to the Word of God. And then we reflect on Jesus Christ. In Philippians, the 2nd chapter, I think the 6th verse, the Scripture says that who being in the form of God, he thought it not, or he said, who thought it not, being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, what Jesus was saying was, he didn't think he was taking something that wasn't his to take by saying that if you've seen him, you've seen the Father. But it said, but he made himself of no reputation. He came down in the form of a servant, in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And history tells us there was such a man called Jesus who came down just like the prophecy said he would and was born exactly in the place where it said he would be born. And he came and he healed the lame. And he gave eyesight to the blind. And he raised up the dead. And he came and he made untold changes to the spirit of man that was in trouble. Jesus Christ did that for us. Just like it was foretold. Just like Isaiah said that he would come and heal the bruised and set at liberty those that were captive. Just like the Word of God said would happen. And then we look and we can consider our own lives. Do you ever look inward to see the works of the Lord? Have you ever been delivered from the power of something that you can't explain any other way? I have. The Lord comes in and He gives deliverance. And there's no explanation for it. Or perhaps He has protected you in ways that you can't explain. Just protection that is beyond coincidence. Maybe He has healed your body in ways that are unexplainable except for divine power. Brings about a peace in your heart that you can't describe to somebody else who has not before experienced it. And we consider all of these things. And we begin to see God all around us in His creation. Every day we see God working, keeping everything in order. And then we look at the Word of God and we see the power and the divinely inspired words and the prophecy that was here. And we see Jesus, how He lived and what He brought and what He said and what came to pass. And the life that He gave those that were both spiritually and physically dead. And we look in our own lives and we see how God has worked in ways that is beyond what we otherwise could explain. And the Lord continues to show His power and His majesty and His work every single day. And yet, there are times in the midst of all of that when we look around and we say, where's God? Lord, I don't feel You. Lord, I don't understand. Lord, it seems like there's so much pain over here. And it seems like all You would have to do is just think about it, Lord. Just look upon us and Your power could change all of that. But it's not changing. And Lord, I find myself in this battle, in this trouble. And I look to the north and to the south and to the east and to the west. And I don't see You anywhere. And I feel empty and I feel darkness and we wonder, Lord, are You there? Do You exist? Do You notice me? Is it just me that is lost? Do You notice everybody but me? Lord, I read the promises of Your Word, but do they apply to me? Because it doesn't look like it. It looks like I'm just experiencing an enemy that is pressing in on me, and the end doesn't look like it's going to turn out well at all. I want to tell you this morning that God has a plan that is above what we can see. And he wants us to trust in that. Do you know that there's animals in the water, in the sea, and they can feel and sense when the tides come in and they're carried forward, whether they want to be or not. They have to then resist the tides coming in, and then the tides go out, and they're governed, and they have these forces that come against them, and they don't know why it is like that. They don't know why. They're just carried by them. You ever feel that way? Where we are carried by forces that we don't understand. It just seems like there's water all around us. And we get carried this way, and then we get carried back this other way, and we don't understand, and it seems like it's just chaos. Put yourself in the mind of a little animal in the water. You don't see, you don't understand, and yet we know as people why the waters come in and out. And we can see the whole plan, and we can say, well, that happens because of this. There's order to it, and there's a reason for it, and there's purpose. But the little animals in the water don't see that. And don't you know that God's ways are so higher than our ways that He has plans and order to our lives that we don't see? And just because you don't understand it doesn't mean that it's not there. Just as there is order with the earth and the moon and the waters, there is order to our lives that God has His hands over. And when we get in trouble and we feel the force of the waves and the darkness and we feel like there is an overwhelming force coming against us, be encouraged this morning to know that if you will give yourself into the hands of God, He has a plan and a purpose that He wants us to trust in whether we recognize it or not. He says, trust me. Believe in me. Whether you see or whether you don't see. I think often of the story of Elisha and his servant. They looked out and there was this overwhelming force, seemed like, coming against them, and his servant was afraid, and Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. And he looked again and he saw an even more overwhelming force of God that had surrounded them, that was there. Do you think that Elisha prayed and the Lord went, oh my goodness, I better do something or they won't think that I'm present. Let me send some forces in really quick so that when he opens his eyes, he'll see that I am there. No, he was there all the time. The presence of the Lord was there all the time. He just didn't see it like he wanted to see it and like we want to see it. We like seeing arms and legs and a head, and we like hearing a voice, and we like seeing things like we're used to seeing things. But the Lord doesn't always work that way. That's why the Lord invites us to trust Him and have faith in Him and believe in Him when we look out and we're afraid and when we see things coming against us that we don't understand, that we would look up to the hills from whence cometh our help. From our help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. That's where the Lord wants us to be today. The Lord knew that there would be times that we would have doubts and fears, where our faith would be tested. And so it was like the Lord tried to help us by heading that off. And by saying, now, to please me and for this to work, you're going to have to believe and trust when you can't see. Even John the Baptist, when he got close to death, when he was in jail, he sent his servants back and said, is there another? Is he the one, or should we look for another? And the Lord sent the message back, not with another great work, but he said, remind John of all of these things that I've already done. May God help us to be reminded of all of the things that He has done and that He continues to do. This morning, we live in troubled times. We've had many loved ones have departed from our midst. It seems like that sickness and trouble is spreading. The world is in trouble. Our economy is in trouble. World peace is at great risk. There are all these things that seem like are going on that is not desirable and can cause us to begin to fear. And yet the Scriptures teach us not to allow these things to cause us to lose our trust in the Lord, for He allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. He allows trouble to come on both the just and the unjust. Thomas said, unless I see and put my hands in the side of the Lord, I'm not going to believe. And Jesus appeared, and Thomas said, I believe. And Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you see me with your eyes. Blessed are they which believe and yet don't see. The Lord encourages us with those verses to let us know that we're going to be tempted to lose faith when we don't see. But He wants us to believe anyway. And yet the Lord is working continually all around us. The order of the world, all that He does every single day to show that His hand is still over us. Yet, Jesus said, will I find faith when I come back? I want you to know today, Jesus Christ is still real. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God still sees. God is still at work. He is in control. He wants to help you in life. He wants to walk with you and get you to an expected end of peace. I want to end this morning in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah with a very familiar verse that says in the 11th verse, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. To give you an expected end. It's personal. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Insert your name. To give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. But wait, the verse isn't over. The message is not over yet. There's another one. And I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when? When what? When ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I want to leave this with you. Sometimes I think that the better question is not, where is God? Is where am I? We can get consumed asking ourselves, where is God? And putting it off on God as if He's the one that's not manifesting Himself. Where is God? Where are you, God? Got all this trouble going on? Where are you at? Better question is, where am I? Where are you today? Do you want to find God? This verse says that the Lord has unexpected good end for all of us, but we have a part to play. Our part is that we would seek the Lord with all of our heart, that we would go towards the light, that we would give ourselves to following after the truth. That we would draw nigh to God, even when maybe we don't feel like it, but because He is God and we're the created, that we're willing to draw nigh to what we know is right, regardless of our feelings, like Job did. That's our part. Let's do our part. Where is God? He's all around us. He's manifested Himself in the creation, in His Word, in Jesus Christ, in the prophecies, in our own lives. And yet, as human beings, we still will say, where is God? And that's okay. But let's also ask ourselves, where am I? And let's give ourselves in a greater way to drawing closer to God. And He promised that if we would do that, He would do His part too. This morning, I want to be numbered with the believing. I want to be numbered with the believers that believed regardless of what it looks like and how I feel and what's going on. I want to believe and know that God is a loving Father who is yet present, who has a plan that He is working on my behalf, that sometimes when I feel like the worst things are happening in my life that for surely can't be of God, it might very well be from God, according to a plan that I can't see, but a plan that ultimately is going to get us to the place where He can say, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Let's trust the Lord this morning. Let's be encouraged that God is alive and working on our behalf. I want to be true. Pray for me. Amen.